Welcome to the Irons On Podcast, a production of the Minnesota Men's Conference. In this episode, we share a poetry session from the 2024 Winter Men's Conference, Utter Darkness, Shining Brow. Poets Timothy Young and Jesse Dermody trade poems, accompanied on guitar by Josh Schmidt.
All right, guys, we're going to do a few poems here. We're going to do something that Josh is going to play guitar behind my poems and Jesse's poems. They're going to go back and forth a little bit with some poems.
If you guys could just give me a little bit of what's the vibe, and then I can maybe...
What the vibe is?
Yeah.
Huh? No, use your inner eye and your inner ear to pick it up, okay? All right. This is the time of the year that the eagles start their courtship. They're out there, they're building their nests, and they're checking each other out again, you know, because eagles mate for life. And, they're starting to reconnect after a year of squabbling in the nest. Now it's time to start flirting and playing around. And you've seen them up there, and they call it the Eagle Dally, right? So while we watch eagles dally, while we watch eagles dally, their ruffling wings and flipping tails create whirlwinds of new desire. Such are the ways of ecstasy, twisting coils of bloody excitement, torquing winds and invisible flames, kinking, turning, and tumbling drives, falling through the early spring air. When the time arrives for their offspring, dragonish eagles weave silver nests from ribbons of delight and fire. Such are the threads of generations. Joy can break through the mind's armor. Our fears are but hairs on a dying carcass. Let's rip expectation with our sharpened beaks. Let's flash our exuberant talons.
Beak, tongue, read the liquid braille of the river as you float on its surface. The cream-white blanket of your wing feathers suddenly fluttering folds about your body. You're warm, mostly untroubled, easy about the wind and the down of your long, curved, wintry neck. Nobody says what you've won or lost by being near. Friends, listen, I'm so glad you're here.
I want to dedicate this poem to our new friend, Jonathan Oldhorse. This poem is called At a Casino Powwow. At a casino powwow, three dancers display more than color, intent, and movement. These prophets of joy ride drumbeats, feathers, and blackjack-funded sound systems. The way blue jays and doves shake and shit without shame onto a trillium patch or a car lot at the moment they lift and fly away.
Oh, but Jimmy, you are too great for me to favor you too greatly. Did Dear Miguel, you may have lovingly cursed me the third rock from the sun forevermore. I've got that dang melody line stuck in my mind that I've been whistling all too regularly for the past week. Out! Out, you vile jelly of a melody line! I've got my own predicaments of sound and predilections of verse to think out. My own heart-crushed, pancake, hand-flippings to turn upon my palette of sonic colors and mix in the sensibility. Man's gotta eat breakfast. And for me, one that I cook myself, preferably, for I am an original soul artist.
All right. You know, we're all at that place where we're probably, or you're probably, I am, thinking about that lady at home, right? You know, I've been around with guys for a few days, and as much as I love you, I also love that one over there. She offers me something different. So this is a short poem, The Holy Jazz Singers. Remember when you saw nine goddesses walking down Hennepin Avenue? They're an all-star band of holy jazz singers, all 29 years old again, with heat lightning eyes, voices of incense, and high heels clicking in stride like palominos and panthers.
Oh, sweet fire sweat. Your body's limitations touch upon mine and rub a beautiful friction of fleshy sparks with a mutual sweat that catches sweet fire and intermingles our passions within its tongues of flame, speaking. The most angelic part of human matter is breath.
Keep that going, Josh. Keep that going. When I'm in love, the moon is high. I don't see it move. I can't see it move. One day, spring grass is suddenly green. One day, I look out and berries load a bush. But when the sun sinks, or the snow falls, or an old woman dies, I see it all happening. It's so much easier to see the falling of things rather than the growing. Yet the full garden, or the abundance of good apples on a feral tree, remind me that fear and darkness only seem to come faster than happiness or joy. There's a large, hairy man who's trying to grow inside each and every boy. He is not a yipping Pekingese or a suckling Malamute, or even a sleeping grizzly. He just wants to greet this world and the next with every intelligent fiber of his body.
With all that, father and grandfather welcoming you, this poem, it's calling to you. And it's called The Artist's Father, and it's after a painting by Paul Cézanne, and my father was a businessman as well. His father looks like a thoughtful businessman. And as if he would fall asleep while reading the newspaper and then wake himself from his own snoring. His neck is slightly bent forward as his hands gingerly hold the newspaper close to his unbespectacled eyes. But such a passionate soul. The white and gray brushstrokes take my breath deeper. That's deeper. The burgundy flowers of the fabric seem to hold his dad. And maybe that's why his dad doesn't lean into the chair, but forward a little, holding off the breathlessness that feeds the darkness to his left in the next room, where a square-edged, burnt umber object seems to float in the middle of everything, like an inevitable destination.
There's a flower that grows so fast and decays so soon, you could never pluck it or display it or dry it in a book. It lives so swiftly that it's never seen by our clumsy eyes. You don't believe me? You believe the expert who says that elephants talk so low that their sound is beyond hearing. Let's go look for those flowers, just you and I. Yeah. You can't put joy in a bank. Joy comes and goes of its own accord. Joy knows how to play with you, make you laugh in church. Joy doesn't care if your carpet is frayed or your socks are turned inside out. Joy won't care if your fish line is tangled. Joy might catch you all the same.